With Agnew Feedlay, farmers waiting for strong biofuel blending rules from the Environmental Protection Agency and pro-E15 legislation from Congress may not have to wait much longer. Reports say that during a talk at the University of Arkansas, USDA Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden said the wait may be coming to an end soon. The EPA's final biofuel regulations for this year and next will likely be the most pro-biofuel rule put in place by any White House, Vaden said during his speech. This will help drive momentum for Congress to finally pass legislation to allow year-round sales of higher ethanol fuel blends known as E15. Vaden, the second highest ranking official at the USDA, said he's also optimistic about the demand outlook for airplane fuel made from U.S. agricultural products. Japan's recent agreement to buy American sustainable aviation fuel has already led to at least one proposal to build an SAF plant in the United States. The value of agricultural land in Nebraska dropped 1% over the past year to an average of $3,095 per acre as of February 1st. That coming from a preliminary report from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. It's the second consecutive year of declining land value since the market topped at $4,015 per acre in 2024. Land industry professionals who participated in this year's survey attributed the decline to lower crop prices, higher farm input costs, and prevailing interest rates. Many operations are facing tighter liquidity as crop revenues decline while input costs remain elevated, said Jim Jansen, an extension ag economist for the University of Nebraska. Those conditions are leading producers and lenders to take a more cautious approach when navigating these financial pressures. The report found that cropland values generally declined across Nebraska over the past year's tighter crop margins weighed on land markets. Flexible lease provisions can help manage price risks, he added. Six trade associations wrote a letter to the White House asking President Trump to unleash U.S. biodiesel and renewable diesel production to bolster America's energy security during the Iran conflict. The disruption in the global oil market is constraining diesel fuel supplies, which threatens to raise the cost of all U.S. consumer goods and further harm the U.S. agriculture sector as farmers start the season's planting. Immediately finalizing the 2026 and 27 renewable fuel standards would encourage the U.S. fuel industry to quickly ramp up enough production capacity to meet 3% of the nation's demand for diesel. The letter was signed by Clean Fuels Alliance America, the American Soybean Association, and many other groups. The biodiesel, renewable diesel, and the SAF industry is ready to meet the challenge of providing crucial supplies of diesel fuel free from overseas threats. Four national FFA members will represent the voice of agricultural youth in Washington, D.C. during the National Ag Day celebration on March 24th. National Ag Day is a time when producers, agricultural associations, corporations, universities, government agencies, and countless others across America gather to recognize and celebrate the abundance provided by U.S. agriculture. This year's event theme is Together We Grow. It honors 250 years of agricultural progress since the U.S. was established. National Agriculture Day shines a spotlight on the people and innovations that make agriculture a vital part of our nation, said Celia Glowacki, the National FFA Manager of Advocacy, Literacy, and Ag-Based Experiences. We're proud that our National FFA Speak Ag pioneers will be in D.C. to share their perspectives and help tell agriculture's story from their own unique viewpoint. She added that their voices represent the future of the industry, and FFA is excited to see them engage with leaders on a national stage. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.